It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make the Jersey rock. Coming up, Joe Benoit makes his Jersey rock debut. We rock a rad track from The Ones You Forgot. Roland also rocked the show for the first time, and we could never get enough of Ruby Bones. But first, let's get off the show with the Carousers. You can catch them at the Making Waves Fest at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 17th. Here's She's the Devil on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
She had to let no hope. When the innocence fades, you'll see the fire. She creates that hope. You know, I'm gonna tell you it's all what you saw. She's the devil, man. You gotta understand. She's the devil, man. You gotta understand. She's the devil, man. If I were you, I know how you still can. You gotta understand, she's the devil, man. You gotta understand, she's the devil, man. If I were you, I'd blow out you still can.
She's the devil, man.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the devil, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Carousers with She's the Devil on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at thecarousersnj.bandcamp.com and see them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 17th for the Making Waves Fest. There's a number of great acts in the bill for that show, including the Crypt Keeper 5. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Joe Benoit. His Greetings from Forest Hills, New York album's out now. Joe, thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. Of course, you have this really cool album title. I love that the cover looks kind of like the Ramones, but you also have the Springsteen thing going on. You live in Queens. Of course, you're from New Jersey.
That's correct, yeah.
How's the rock scene up there, though?
Well, you know, I feel like the New York music scene is kind of, it's alive and well. It's morphed and changed a lot over the years, but I'm happy to say that rock and roll is not dead in New York. I feel like there was a few years there where I was starting to wonder, with all the venues that were closing down, you know, starting with like CBGBs back in like the earlier part of the 2000s, that it just felt like one after the next they were dropping like flies. But no, there's been a lot of good stuff that's kind of cropping up in Brooklyn and in Queens, and it's good. It's a good time to be out there playing.
Of course, your album Greetings from Forest Hills, New York is out. Tell us what went into producing that.
The album has basically been, it's been co-produced by me and then a friend of mine named Sam Shaw. Me and him have been kind of making music together for the last 15 or 20 years. We had played in a New York band together for a while called The Regulars, and that was a band that I was writing all the music for and singing the lead vocals and stuff. So the music we had made at that time was sort of like the predecessor to what we're doing now. So me and him have been kind of co-producing that record together.
How could someone get a copy of the album?
Well, right now it's only available digitally. It's a four-track EP that you can get, you know, everywhere from Spotify and all the different, you know, Apple platforms and Amazon and everywhere else. And these four tracks are actually going to be incorporated as part of a full-length album that I'm going to be releasing later in the year. It's not available yet, but it will be available in both digital and physical format.
Speaking of later in the year, on June 22nd, you're rocking the Gutter Bar in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. If someone wants to stay on top of everything you're doing, whether it's your show schedule or whatever, what's the best way to keep track of Joe Benoit?
Yeah, I think the two easiest ways to find me would be there's joebenoitmusic.com, which is just my website. That's where all of my newer and older recordings are, and then links to, shows that are upcoming and things of that sort. And then also on all the social media platforms, it's just at Joe Benoit Music. So those would definitely be the two ways to sort of follow me, keep up with what I'm doing.
A track we're doing is Waiting for Revolution. Tell us about this tune.
So this is, I think, going to be the lead-off track for the full-length album. It's also the lead-off track for this four-song EP that's now available. And I think what I was going for with this song, sort of like a late 70s, sort of a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers kind of vibe, sort of chimey guitars and the rock organ and the kind of big powerhouse chorus. In my mind, if somebody's into 70s rock the way I am, I think they'd find a lot to dig about the song. Lyrically, I feel like it has a couple of, you can kind of take it a few different ways. I guess it's mostly about sort of waiting for things to happen as opposed to sort of doing it yourself and making something happen. And, I sort of left the lyrics a little bit open to interpretation, I guess.
Joe Benoit, check out his Greetings from Forest Hills, New York album now. Joe, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Joe Benoit. We're Waiting for Revolution on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Came undone. ever stay the same.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Jenna from The Ones You Forgot, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Once You Forgot with Here Forever on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. They're Too Afraid to Say EP is out now, and you can catch them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 16th. Learn more at theonesyouforgot.com. Joining us over the phone is Roland Dan of Roland. Their self-titled album's out now. They've got a new EP on the way. They're rocking a number of festivals this summer, and they're on the Jersey Rock Podcast. Roland, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. How you guys doing?
Awesome, man. It's a pleasure to have you on. You guys recently signed with Rahago Music Group. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. That's a big step forward for us. And we know that your self-titled album's out now, but you're working on a new EP as well, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, this month we're going into the studio and recording a brand new EP.
And your self-titled album's out now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, our first self-titled debut EP is out at the moment, and it's under Rahegu. So shortly, like in probably a couple of weeks, it's going to be on every major streaming platform, so you can check it out there. But at the moment, if you want to listen to it, you can check it out at roland.band, which is our official website, and there's a free download, or you can stream it on there. If you want to, you know, listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music or all the major platforms, you'll probably have to wait for a couple of weeks.
Now, you guys have a number of festival dates lined up for this summer. Where can people see you?
Our first event is actually a festival in Philadelphia, and it's on May 25th. It's a charity. So the event is called Metal for Miracle Charity Show, and it's at the Fire in Philadelphia, May 25th. Make sure to be there. It's going to be great. A lot of good bands.
That's awesome. And beyond that, June 26th, you're rocking the Stanhope House over in Stanhope. June 29th, you're rocking another festival in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, June 26th. Very excited to be playing the Stanhope House. We heard a lot of great things. We're actually supporting a couple of bands from Boston, so make sure you come out, check us out.
And then August 10th, it's a ways away, but I love it because you're right here in our backyard. You're rocking Red Bank. That's another charity show, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's called the All This Charity Fest. And actually, it's the second year running, and the first year has been hugely popular, and we got lucky just to get invited for the second one. Very excited to be in Red Bank.
That's a great town, and you guys have a lot going on right now. If somebody wants to find out more about Roland, what's the best way for them to keep track of everything you're up to?
Well, believe it or not, we're on social media, so that's probably the easiest way, and our official website, which is Roland.band, our Instagram, Roland.band, and our Facebook, which is Roland Band Official. Make sure to check us out. You'll find all the updates, all the new music, and whatever else we're doing.
And the track we're doing is Heartbreaker. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, that's our first song from the self-titled EP. And that song is actually, as the title suggests, it's very self-explanatory. It's about the girl, the one girl that you can't get. So she is a truly a heartbreaker because she never gets satisfied with anything and anyone. So she just takes, but doesn't give.
Roland Dan of Roland. Keep an eye out for a new EP on the way. Their self-titled album is out now, and they're rocking a number of festivals this summer. Roland, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Roland with Heartbreaker on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah. Hey, this is Chris Fox from Ruby Bones, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their Laser EP is out now. Check it out at rubybonesband.com. And you can catch them at Pianos in New York City on May 17th. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.